Hey, guys, welcome back to Why the Hell Not podcast with Jade Hooper. I am so excited. And I just, again, I want to thank you so much for spending time with me. Please share this on your social media. Tag me in it. It lets me know that you're listening. And I'd love to give you a shout out. And please let me know what else you want to hear. I love that not only is this impacting, you know, my family with It Works, but it's also helping people in other companies and people who have nothing to do with network marketing at all. And it's just so crazy. It's so crazy to see who this is reaching. So you guys, without further ado, we are going to talk tonight a little bit about getting restarted, relaunching. Okay. So my last episode, we were kind of talking about the fear of getting left behind. And now I want to talk about, once you kind of realize what the real problem is here, what to do about it. So we're going to dive right in. And I'm sorry, I want to just apologize in advance that I'm probably going to offend you a little bit if this is a place in your life where it is where you're at. But what you have to understand is I am not here to be your best friend, and I'm not here to be your mom. I'm not going to pat you on the head. Why? Because I have been there, and I'm going to tell you the exact same thing that I have had to tell myself and that my mentors have had to tell me. So without further ado, let's move forward. So you guys, first of all, when you're in a place where you haven't been doing the things that you should be doing, the first question we ask ourselves, and that brings up the most anxiety and that pretty much stops us in our tracks, is trying to figure out how in the heck we are going to make up for what we have not done. Okay. And I am here to tell you that that is not possible. You cannot make up for lost time. You can't. You only get one yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. And if you are in a place where you are seriously paralyzed by fear and just by this overwhelming feeling of being left behind or just being behind in general, you have to understand that you cannot fix that. The only way that you can fix that is by simply pulling up your big girl panties, pulling up your bootstraps, and just starting today to do the things that you need to do. Now, here's the next thing. You are conditioned. It is your muscle memory. You have conditioned yourself to be complacent and to have zero discipline. So now you have to recondition yourself to have discipline. You have to relearn how to do the things that you have not been doing. And if you guys have listened to my 45-day challenge, you are going to know that you are going to feel like you want to peel your freaking skin off of your body. And what do I mean by this? When you all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and you start off great, right? You put some posts up, you maybe reach out to a couple people and you're feeling really good. You start checking off all the things on your to-do list. And then all of a sudden the kids start being crazy, things start being nuts. And in the back of your head, you're like, I know that I should be answering these messages or helping my team, or oh my God, I know that I need to do X, Y, Z. And then that's the moment where conflict starts to happen. You have something that you should be doing for your business, but there's something else also that's going on in your muscle memory is to have this random thing that doesn't technically matter trump what you should be doing. And that is the moment that the muscle memory starts to, instead of going, you know, just staying on the right track, you start to veer right slowly. And veering right, even just 1%, after a couple hours, you're way in left field now, right? So what you have to do is you have to relearn how to multitask, how to double time, okay? So that means that in the middle of, you know, your kids are being crazy and they want to eat lunch, that means that maybe you have to send some voice messages while they're screaming. Maybe you've got to throw a post up while they're being nuts. And guess what, my friend? That is okay. In fact, I used to tell myself, oh my God, I can't send any messages because my kids are screaming. You know what? Screw that. I love sending messages when my kids are screaming. You want to know why? Because it shows my potential customers and distributors. It shows my team that Jade Hooper is here working in the trenches, doing the things. And you guys, it keeps them more inspired than not. Okay. So you have to suck it up. What is the excuse of why you cannot work right now? What is the excuse? Your kids are being crazy? Well, okay, so instead of looking at this as something that you have to spend time trying to figure out how to, I gotta try to figure out how to organize my time better, and I gotta try to figure out how to get up earlier, and I gotta try to figure out how to stay up later, and I just gotta get a better schedule for cleaning. I mean, you can do those things, but what can you do right now? Can you suck it up? So that is going to be the question that I want you to constantly ask yourself. Can I just suck it up right now? What is my problem? Are my kids being crazy? Can I suck it up and do the things that I need to do anyways? Does that mean that I'm going to record a podcast with my kids screaming in the background? Yeah, maybe. Does that mean that I'm going to go live and everybody's going to be nuts? Yep, maybe. But can I suck it up and figure it out? It takes 21 times to create a habit. So does that mean for 21 days, if I go live and I'm going live and sharing how I use my products, that maybe after 21 days of, you know, of all this craziness, that maybe it'll just become a habit and I won't even hear my kids screaming anymore? Yeah, maybe. Yep. Yeah. So number one, can you suck it up? Now, the next thing is you have to make a list. Okay. We're going to brain dump. You need to write down the list of all the things that you think you need to do, okay? And so you're probably going to, seriously, you'll make a list of like 30 things. Well, I need to make posts, and I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to figure out where I'm going to be placing. I'm going to be figuring this out. I'm figuring that out. And you're going to write down all the things that you need to figure out. Then what I want you to do is start trimming the fat. I want you to immediately go cross off 10 things that are just, seriously, just so out of left field, like they just don't matter at all. Go trim the fat, take them off, because you and I both know that you do not need to scrub the bathroom floor in order to make a post. And you do not have to buy new clothes first before you take a picture. You do not have to get on a conference call with someone who quit in order to chart your team. You don't. So start crossing it off. What I want you to do is keep crossing off until you have 6 things left. 6 things. Now, if you are on my team, if you're with my company, my core belief is that you have 4 things that you need to do to grow your business every day. Post, message, follow up, and grow your network. 4 things. 4 things. So what is 5 and 6? 5 and 6 should be part of you growing yourself through personal development and working with your team, whether it's recognition, charting, helping your team, helping them answer questions, helping them enroll, helping them seal the deal, walking them through conversations. Okay. So there's 6 things right there. If whatever you think you need to do is outside of that, cut it off. Cut it off. You're trying to purposefully overcomplicate and overwhelm all of this stuff to try to get to the next step. And it's just not true. In fact, I threw away all the garbage, you guys. Like, there was a period of time, and I'm still trying to navigate what's going to work best for me. But here's the thing. Here was my problem, okay? So I was trying to use paper. I've always been a paper girl. I've had my Erin Condren planner. I've had my paper charts, paper this, paper that. Okay. And so once we had our second child, the paper stuff wasn't working very well because things would get colored on, misplaced, torn up, made into paper airplanes. Will would clean the house and then stuff was put into piles and then I couldn't find it. And so every single day I had to like restart where I was. And I was literally losing my ever-loving mind. And I was spending more time redrawing charts, refiguring out my potentials, writing all this stuff down. And I realized I literally think I'm spending all of my time just writing stuff down. And writing stuff is not making me be successful. Having new conversations and continuing the conversations from yesterday is what makes me successful. And so I said, to hell with it. I mean, I just literally got rid of all of my paper stuff and I went right to my iPad with my Apple Pencil and started just, you know, figuring out a system there, kind of utilizing some apps that I've talked about. You guys have heard me talk about the Productive app, Pocket Lists. And I started to go that route. And even today, to this day, I'm finding that like you know, some of the apps that I was using are like working the best and all this stuff, but I'm not going to just sit here, okay, and like wait until I figure out the perfect apps until I work. I just have to work regardless, right? Like I have to be relentless and I have to keep going regardless. So even if something does not look perfect, and even if this does not look the way that you thought it was going to look, you can still do it. You have to be willing to be a chameleon, okay? And that's my next tip. So once you start doing the things that you want to do, once you start moving past, you know, the adjustments of like doing things when you're conditioned not to be, and so you get on this run, you've got to be a chameleon. Because the true problem here is that you just keep letting the dumbest stuff stop you. All the stuff that you don't even need to care about. The things that you're letting stop you in your tracks, the things that, you know, are ending up that should take five seconds of your day and then you just kind of let them roll off your back, all of a sudden they're these huge deals. And it's because your mind is literally looking, just grasping at straws for a reason why you can't be successful. Maybe it was the first person you decided to message after you decided to reboot your business and restart your business and refresh your business. They were mean to you and you just can't believe it. They said all this stuff to you about it being a scam. And next thing you know, you've said it in the team page, group message, you've messaged and called your mom, you reached out to your upline. And next thing you know, something that should have taken 7 minutes of your time to just kind of like breathe through and get over took 7 hours. And then you've just pissed off everybody else and annoyed everybody else and instilled fear in everybody else. Don't do that, okay? You have to stop getting your panties in a bunch over everything, okay? You can't control, you know, what your Aunt Margaret says about your posts. You cannot control when you reach out to someone their response back to you if they're having a bad day. But what you can control is your mindset and how you feel and how many people you reach out to. And your mindset is everything. I've said this for every day for the last 7 years. I say this to new people. I say this to old people. What you expect is what you get. And what you say is what you get. And what you say is what you expect. Is what you get. So what does that mean? It means that if you are afraid that you are going to be bothering people, understand that you will get messages from people replying to you saying that you are bothering them. If you expect to offend people, if you're afraid to offend people, you will get messages back that they are offended. If you are afraid of a startup cost, people will reply back to you that they have a problem with the startup cost. If you are afraid that you don't have enough time, your team is going to come to you saying they don't have time. Why? Why is this? Because what you say is what you are going to get. Okay. And so what you're going to have to do is learn to identify, okay? Learn to identify what your problems are. Write them down and take them to your upline and say, I have a couple fears, a couple things, like a couple limiting beliefs. They're limiting me. They're holding me back. Can you explain to me how these are not true? And so bring to your upline, I'm just really afraid of talking to people right now about buying products because, you know, there's the coronavirus and there's some people are not working and I'm just afraid to ask them to buy things. I am afraid that like I've just been really struggling with my time management. How can I ask another person who's a mom of several kids to do this too? You know what I mean? Like bring this to your upline because they are seasoned. They are seasoned in these things. They've been through them. They've had to overcome them themselves. Okay. And the last thing that I want to leave you with is, you know, rough seas make a skilled sailor. And that was one thing that I adopted and it just became understood since probably my second or third month in this business is maybe I'm manifesting hard things to come, but I don't want this to be easy. I don't want this to look simple. I want to go through the things I do. Why? Because when I do, that means that I'm going to be able to turn around and teach it to someone else. I'm going to be able to teach them how I got through this and that. And I'm going to be able to teach them how I was able to overcome things. I'm going to be able to teach them how, you know, the cost of something didn't bother me and how I was able to manage my time. It's just going to be no thing. So stop looking at this as something that is just holding you back and look at this as an opportunity for you to overcome and power through and suck it up so that way you can teach other people, because you are going to enroll a whole bunch of you. And so it is not going to be by chance that you enroll people who have the same limiting beliefs as you. You have to power through this, okay? Not everything that you're supposed to do is just going to come easy. That is just a lie. I don't know who told you that. I don't know why you think that, because you're, most likely your whole entire life hasn't been easy, right? I mean, that's shit. My life was not easy. That's why I started this business. I mean, anything that was easy, it was just some lazy way of me just trying to, like, just, you know, we'll see what happens, because I didn't want to put any effort into anything to change my life. So now that you want to change your life, remember what I said in my last episode. A lot of people think that they're going to start this business and they're going to get a unicorn in a box that's going to just jump out and just change their life. You know, their fairy godmother is just going to pop out and bippity boppity boo and just everything's going to be great. No, dude. You bought a kit. You got like bricks and some cement, man. You got to go build your house. You got to go put some effort into it. You got to go change your life. And yeah, it's going to be tricky. You're going to have no idea what you're doing, but I'm going to tell you something. It's going to get easier and you're going to get better. You would not be here if you were not capable. You would not be here if you weren't meant to be successful. But you have to stop being such a crybaby pee-pee pants. You got to suck it up. Suck it up. I don't care where you are in your life. Okay, if you got 12 kids living in a shoe, you're 400 pounds, you're 4 pounds, you're black, white, green, who your parents were, if you are homeless or you have the biggest home in the world, your circumstances mean nothing. It's about where you are trying to go and what you're willing to do to get there, and sharing the story of where you've been and where you're going. If you are here, that means that you need this. There are a whole bunch of other people that need it too. So you guys, I hope that these tips help you just relaunch and restart, and that there's just no other secret for getting restarted than just doing it. You have to just do it. There's no book. I'm not going to recommend you a book. I'm not going to recommend you a meditation. I'm not going to recommend you any time wasters. I'm going to recommend you pick up your phone. You go make that post. Go make your coffee. Put it in your stories. Go pull out your friends list. Go ask 50 people to host a post for you. Go to those posts. Reach out to the people who commented. Write them in your calendar. Follow up. Go put on some Les Brown. Okay? Like, you just have to do it. There's just no other secret. I'm so proud of you guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to pour into you today. Again, please make sure you tag me on your social medias. Let me know what else you want to hear and if you love this. I hope you guys have an amazing day.